Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying 2 Samuel chapter 13, where we're watching a most disturbing scene play out before us, where a young lady named Tamar has been taken advantage of by her half-brother Amnon. And upon Tamar's pleading with Amnon not to do this vile act of abandoning his half-sister and leaving her destitute, we once again read the phrase, "But he, Amnon, would not listen to her." And in further action, by calling in his servant and demanding that Tamar be kicked out and the door to be bolted, Amnon was actually blaming Tamar for the entire incident. Some of you are deaf today, and you will not listen to the calls laid upon you to repent of your sin. You will not listen. You blame everyone else for your sin. You hate everyone else for the guilt that you know is yours. This is the main point of the passage, that when you buy the lie of sin, when you give in over and over to the deceitfulness of sin, you very well may be sacrificing the ability to hear the voice of God. You refuse to hear the voice of righteousness. So don't let this be said of you, that you would not hear the voice of righteousness coming into your life. As you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our European coordinators, and also remember the Commanda LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania. Now, I want to say just one word. As we're walking through this passage that's full of misery and heartbreak, and then we end our episodes every day by talking about praying for missionaries, I don't want you to forget that what we're reading about in pages of Scripture that we apply to our life happen on large scales all over the world. And so particularly for our missionaries who are dealing with these very types of things, pray for them that they would be able to move and lead with wisdom and discernment, because all over the world, they don't have justice systems like we might have in America. So especially remember our missionaries and the people that they are ministering to.